Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
What's happening? All things covered. Patrick Peterson, Brian McFadden coming to you live from sunny Los Angeles. You see the outstanding backdrop behind us. I mean, we got planes flying around us. We got beautiful sunshine. We got two outstanding, prolific guys Boats. On set. And I'm retired. Pat hey, P, how you doing?
I'm doing great, man. We all, someday, our days are numbered.
Yeah,
man.
No question.
We all going to be retired at some point.
You will be a retired player more than a current player.
No doubt about it. But yeah. I'm awesome, man. Having a great day. Enjoying this la-la weather.
Mm-hmm. No
doubt. Can't complain that one bit.
No doubt. And if you look down to our right, we have an outstanding individual joining us. Pat P's teammate, rookie first-round selection from a year ago, Minnesota Vikings offensive lineman Christian Darrisaw. Christian, thank you for joining us here, All Things Covered, man. How you enjoying the Super Bowl festivities?
I'm loving it. It's my first time being here in California, so it's like touring the city a little bit while I'm doing these other events. I'm having a good time.
Wait, let's get down to the important stuff while we have you here. We had Cam Dantzler on the show over a few months ago during the season.
Yeah,
and
yep.
Cam said he had an opportunity because of the pandemic. He got out of his rookie obligations. Specifically speaking, he didn't have to handle a rookie dinner.
Oh, man.
Did you have a rookie dinner this year?
I had a rookie dinner.
And what was that tab?
The tab was $11,000. We went to Vegas. For 2 days. And we went to the SW Steakhouse, and we had a good time.
So that's what it's all about. Did you have to cover the travel also, or just the food?
So, like, the travel, like, we did fine money.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, in a game, yeah. Like a flag,
that's how you do it, right?
Yeah. We had put money in a pot, and we raised, like, a lot of money.
No
and
question.
We went to the hotel, everything. So, everything was covered.
So, you had a little help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only thing I had to pay for was a meal, and I had another rookie, Wyatt Davis.
Uh-huh.
We split it. So.
What round was Wyatt?
Fourth round. I think third round.
Okay.
Third round.
Okay.
Third round.
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, so we all know playing as a tackle is almost like playing on a corner, on an island.
Yeah.
We all know if you get beat, everybody knows about it. So, what was the most eye-opening thing for you coming into your rookie season, being a first-round draft pick, coming in right away and being a starter?
I probably said the talent level. Every week, you're going against an elite guy. Coming from college, so you might have like an elite level defensive end, and it might be like a guy who really isn't that good. But on this level, like the backups are even like better than some starters on other teams. So it's like that level of competition. Every play, like it's no plays off, or you will get exposed.
Yeah.
Did you have a moment during your rookie campaign, Christian, when you had like you were starstruck, like yo, I'm getting ready to play against such and such man. Like you were a little, you know. Watch him growing up, and now you're getting ready to play against that team, that opposing player. Was there a guy that had you kind of a little starstruck?
I'd probably say Randy Gregory for the Cowboys, my second start.
Yeah,
it was Sunday Night Football too. So
that was home, right?
Yeah, at home. Yep. My first game starting at home. It was crazy. It's like that level. Like he's just an elite guy, and he's one of the best in the league.
When did it start to really click for you, your rookie year, when things started to slow down a little bit?
I'd probably say like midway through the season. I started to get comfortable, and it's not like I'm able to compete at this level, and I knew I had a purpose here, so that's when everything like really slowed down for me.
What was the coolest moment being having an opportunity to play in front of Skol Nation on Sundays?
I'd probably say like running out that tunnel when we do like the offensive intros, and like they got the snow coming down.
Yeah,
and it's,
that
like,
is pretty dope.
Everybody's just like lit. And
right.
Everybody's going crazy, and you're running down. And you dapping up everybody on your teammates and stuff. So that's probably one of the best moments.
Brian O'Neill signed that $90 million extension. What does his presence mean on the right side of the line for you guys?
A lot. When I first got here to Minnesota, Brian took me under his wing. Told me we're going to be the best tackle duo in the league in years to come. So just watching him and knowing like he was in the same position as me. He was a second-round pick.
Yep.
He had to start his rookie year. So I'm kind of following his footsteps. Hopefully, I get the bag like him.
Yeah, no question.
Well, and you had the opportunity to play against two dynamic pass rushers on the for the Rams in Week 16.
Yep.
I believe it was week 16. I can't tell you exactly when it was. But we had the opportunity to play against both of those guys. What makes those guys so special, different, and unique?
Man, Von Miller, just like his way he bends, like gets low to the ground. He has speed. And he got a little bit of power to him, too. And it's just like, I'd probably say that was another Starstruck moment. Because watching him in the Super Bowl versus Carolina, when he won the MVP, it was crazy. Like, I'm really going to go against Von Miller and Aaron Donald.
Right.
Man, that probably was that moment, I say. I'm just not thinking about it. But Aaron Donald, too, so quick. Like, his quickness off the ball, it was crazy. Like, I know I had a cutoff block on one play, and he got there so fast. It was like, I didn't know what to do. Like, yeah, it was just like, I'm really in the league. Like,
no question. And did you hold your own? Did you hold your own?
I felt like I held my own all season long, for sure. Yeah.
Now, I can contest it. I believe you have. You did as well.
And also, week one, you guys played against Cincinnati. You didn't participate in that ball game, but you had an opportunity to see guys like Trey Hendrickson go to work, who had double-digit sacks this year for Cincinnati. You know, what makes him so special?
It's just like it's nonstop motor with him. Like, you better, like, as long as that ball's in that quarterback's hand, you better keep protecting, because he ain't stopping.
He definitely got a motor.
Yeah.
Hey, so with both of these D-lines can accumulate a lot of sacks. What's your sack prediction total in Super Bowl 56?
For both teams?
Yeah, total.
Both teams.
I'm saying the Rams will have at least six.
Okay.
I'd probably say 11.
11?
Yeah.
That sounds about right.
So you said a total of six?
No, 11.
11.
11.
So he said Rams going to have six.
Shoot.
And
Cincinnati going to have five. I mean, the way Cincinnati offensive line been playing.
They might give up 10 themselves.
Man, they gave up 9 to Tennessee. You know what I mean? So it wouldn't surprise us to see that happen. Mm-hmm. When you look at these two teams facing off this Sunday in Super Bowl 56, I'm not going to ask for your prediction just yet. But, you know, give us potentially an unsung hero. You think a guy that could play a huge impact in this ball game. You talked about some of the known household names, Von Miller, you know, Aaron Donald, you know, guys like that. But, you know, is there a guy from either side you think could definitely play a huge, have a huge impact in this ball game?
Yeah, man, that's a good question. Guys like maybe like Leonard Floyd on the other side of Von Miller. He's a great, great edge rusher as well. I feel like he'll have a big impact in this game. But that's probably like the on the highest level for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely Leonard Floyd.
And question for both of you guys. I mean, you got a new head coach now. You know what I mean? Just putting together a nice staff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know how you feel about what's going on in Minnesota, but for you, you know, Christian, how do you feel about your new head coach and knowing that he's an offensive-minded guy?
I'm excited just for the change and everything like that. I feel like sometimes you need change, and I'm excited to see what he brings to the Minnesota Vikings offense. And I just can't wait, really. I'm just anxious to get back out on that field and just show everybody what we really can do.
Can you vouch for a tackle screen in the goal line?
Oh, yeah. We're going to have to talk about that.
Either you got me some hands? Either can you catch it?
We're going to have to get that. Yeah, we're going to have to get that.
I can see that in the works for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, but the Rams have one of my Tigers in Andrew Whitworth.
Y'all got a few Tigers in this game.
A bunch.
My bad.
Andrew Whitworth is playing in the Super Bowl at the age of 40.
Right, yeah.
How impressive is that to you?
It's definitely impressive. He's still out there playing on the high level. That's even like the most impressive part. Mm-hmm. You tend to see guys like start to fall off, and I feel like he hasn't fallen off yet, and he probably got a few more years left to him.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that as well.
And with Minnesota, man, you have an important job, not just protecting the quarterback and Captain Kirk, but protecting and opening things for Dalvin Cook.
Yeah.
You know, how special is Dalvin Cook? And what do you expect to see from Dalvin Cook? You know he's changed his number, right?
Four.
Oh. Yeah, he's going number four.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you expecting to see from Dalvin Cook in 2022?
Even better year than he had last year. He was battling a little injuries, but this upcoming year, I feel like he'll be like that 1,500-yard back. That we all know he can be, and it's going to be a great year for sure. I can't wait.
If he gets 1,500, you know, usually running backs, you know, they gift the offensive linemen some gifts.
Yeah.
You know, you got anything in mind when he accomplished that feat?
I don't know. Maybe he had
a nice Rolex?
Yeah,
what you got? What that is right there?
It's a Cartier.
Oh, okay. Cartier.
Yeah. Probably like a nice watch or something. Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, go ahead.
I hope you're watching this, Dalvin.
Yeah, 1,500. Yeah. He got to get y'all something, right?
On God, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So last question for you before we let you run in the sunshine. Super Bowl pick. Who are you taking to win, and do you have a score prediction? And MVP.
I'm taking Cincinnati.
Okay.
And I'm like, Joe Barrow, his swag is just, it's crazy. I feel like he's recently, like, he's balling at an all-time high this season. It got hot at the right time, I feel like. Mm. I feel like Cincinnati, the hottest team right now.
Yep.
So I feel like they'll get the win. And for the MVP, probably Burrow.
Yeah, it's kind of a quarterback award,
right?
Yeah. Unfortunately, yeah. So I can see that happen. Any score prediction?
I feel like it's. I don't know why. I feel like it's gonna be a high scoring game, or yeah. It could be. I'd probably say Cincinnati, 34. The Rams, like 25.
Oh, yeah, 29-point win.
Yeah. The over will be hit in the ball game, according to Christian Darrisaw. Christian, thank you for joining me and Pat P here on All Things Covered, coming from sunny Los Angeles. Make sure you enjoy your weekend, man, and be safe, and best of luck next year. And go ahead and get a nice timepiece, because Dalvin Cook will surpass 1,500 yards.
You're hitting that.
No doubt. Stay tuned. We'll be back shortly.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, All Things Covered. Patrick Peterson, Brian McFadden, coming to you live from sunny Los Angeles, California, home of Super Bowl 56 this Sunday. Well, last night, NFL Honors Awards happened here in Los Angeles. We got an opportunity to find out which prolific great players got an opportunity to hear their name called to be inducted into the Hall of Fame this upcoming Sunday. And of course, you guys, if you've been living under a rock, you're not quite aware of the news. We have the names that are getting in right now. Leroy Butler, Leroy, as he's called. Not Leroy, it's Leroy. Leroy. He gets in. We had him on the show just a few weeks ago. We definitely got to get him back on.
Yeah, he said part two.
He said part two if he was inducted. Leroy, you owe us another opportunity to be on our show. Richard Seymour, outstanding Super Bowl champion with the New England Patriots. He got in. Bryant Young, interior terror for the San Francisco 49ers. Sam Mills, probably one of the best undersized linebackers to ever do it in the National Football League. Cliff Branch, Tony Boselli, our very own Pete Prisco shed a tear because he's been waiting for Tony to get in for some years now. He finally got in. And yes, Pete Prisco, he cried. Dick Vermeil, Super Bowl winning coach, got in. And Art McNally got in as well. Pat P, man, looking at this list, of course, you know, we were definitely cheering and rooting for Leroy Butler, getting in, and he was much deserving of getting in.
No,
but what were some of your biggest, the biggest reactions from you when you finally saw the list of guys that got in?
I was, you know, like you said, I was extremely happy for Leroy to finally get that nod, because you can just tell how passionate he was about it, you know, when we had the interview with him. So. Was extremely happy that he got it, but, you know, was surprised that, you know, Rondé didn't get the call.
Yeah, had him on the show.
Yeah, Jared Allen.
Had him on the show.
Yep, Andre Johnson.
Had him on the show.
Yeah, so those were some surprises to me. So we know, listen.
Big time snubs.
Yeah, this is a hard fraternity to be a part of.
And, I agree.
And to get in there on the first go round. But just know this. Those guys will be in there eventually.
I'm right there with you. I do believe all these guys were deserving of being able to get in, but clearly there's a limited amount that can get in every year. But look at the biggest snubs here on our graphic. I mean, Rondé Barber, probably one of the best inside corners to do, but he wasn't just an inside corner. He was a guy that can command the entire football field, not just covering people and picking off passes, but tackling, getting sacks. Andre Johnson, a guy we both played against, hell of a player. Jared Allen, I think it's only a matter of time before he gets in.
Yep.
Torrey Holt, you know what I mean? Torrey Holt and Reggie Wayne, I'm really surprised to see those guys miss it as well. Yeah. And then you look at Zach Thomas, DeMarcus Ware, Patrick Willis. I know you've been high on Pat Willis.
G. Willie.
You know what I mean? So looking at this list right now, let's go ahead to the linebackers. Zach Thomas, DeMarcus Ware, Patrick Willis. Which out of those three guys you believe will get in first? Yeah.
Name them again.
Zach Thomas.
P. Willie.
DeMarcus Ware. Patrick Willis.
Ooh. I'll probably go P. Willie first. I know he only played 8 years or 9 seasons. But that was a run, boy.
You saw him up close and personal playing out there in the West.
Man, P. Willie, the best linebacker I've ever seen on the field next to Ray Lewis.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Like, I can see that. I think he can go either direction. I think maybe Patrick, maybe DeMarcus. No knock on Zach Thomas.
Oh, but, no, not at all. I was,
and you a Dolphin fan. Yeah,
huge Dolphin fan.
You watched him personally down in South Florida. Yes, sir, down in Pompano. But I do believe, I think it would probably be closer between DeMarcus and Patrick Willis getting in next. But let's go ahead and examine your legacy. Currently, you're still creating your story, adding to your resume, Pat P. But clearly, when you watch this ceremony year in and year out, just seeing everything you've been able to accomplish so far in your career, that has to be something that you want to check off on your checklist at some point in time. So how would you examine your legacy right now?
I mean, I feel like it's pretty solid. You know, I got an all decade under my belt, which, you know, not many corners can say that they have. I've been all pro at two different positions. Not many people can say that they've done that before. You know, it's only four people can say they've been to eight straight Pro Bowls, you know, when they get, when getting drafted, eight straight Pro Bowls the year while you get getting drafted to your team. I don't know, man. It just, you know, I feel like everything is, you know, it's still growing. I still got a lot of ink to put down on the paper, but, you know, I just think it's a tough crowd to get into.
But I'm football heaven.
Yeah, that it is. But, you know, all I can do is just continue doing what, controlling what I can control.
Yeah.
And hopefully I can get that golden knot.
So let me ask you this question. What do you feel is missing from everything you've been able to do? We just saw in your graphic unbelievable numbers. You know, all decade teams, first team pro, all pros and things like that. You know, one of the best to ever do it at your position. But what is missing?
Oh, you already know what's missing, man. I need that chip. I need a championship, man.
Championship.
Yeah, championship.
That's what you're chasing.
Yeah. I got a really big team. I need some really big rings.
Ah, no question. No question. Shout out to Drake. But, and speaking of championships, you're a free agent.
Yeah.
We know free agency hasn't started yet.
Nope.
But, you know, all of our faithful Viking fans that follow us, and NFL fans as well, they always knocking and want to know what you're going to do. Like, how would you determine what's going to be next for you? I do believe Minnesota will try to retain your services, but clearly there could be some other suitors as well. What are you looking to detail when it comes to free agency? Like, what will stick out to you in determining which direction you may go?
You know, obviously the state of the team, you know.
You don't want to be a part of a rebuild?
No.
Okay.
I mean, the roster. And rebuilds can be, I mean, it's different when you say rebuild, because a lot of people may think the Minnesota is a rebuild. I don't see it as a rebuild.
No, not with the guys you guys got.
Exactly. Yeah. You got a lot of guys coming back. You're getting the offensive line back. I mean, the whole offense back.
Yep.
You're going to be missing a couple pieces that you may have to add on the defensive side of the ball. But for the most part, it's professionals in that building.
Mm-hmm.
So guys come to work and want to get better and want to put forth the work to try to get dubs on Sunday. So, I wouldn't mind, you know, like I said, going back to Minnesota if they you know, want to retain my services, because everything is in place. I love the atmosphere there.
Mm-hmm.
I love the community, and you know, it's just all about us going out there, putting in that work, winning those situational football moments in the football game, and we could have been, you know, a much better team than what our record showed.
Yeah.
So, you know, if I am able to come back, I think Kevin is going to do a great job with the offense. Coach Ed is going to do an awesome job on the defensive side of the ball. He's a 49er. He was a 49ers defensive back coach back in 2011.
Yeah.
He was when I was getting drafted, and I had the opportunity to go up to San Francisco. And
so you're familiar with?
Yeah, I'm familiar with a lot of the.
Don't forget that Shea Townsend just announced that he will be the secondary corner coach, I think. And, you know, my former teammate coached you early in your career.
Coached me my first two seasons.
In Arizona.
Yep, in Arizona. And DeShea, man, I think we talked about him before, but yeah, DeShea, just when he first came in, he just gave me so much confidence. And I never forget my first assignment. I think it was.
Was that Calvin?
Nah, because we played them later in that year. That was like a December game.
Yeah.
But it was, I think it was Brandon Lloyd, because we played the Rams early that year. And coach is like, yeah, you got him.
That's like, what DeShea told you.
Uh-huh. Came in the meeting on that Wednesday. PP got, I think he was number 80 at the time, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, P, you got 80. He can't have a big day. He can't have a big day.
So let me ask you this question. Understanding and seeing what Kevin has been able to do with his staff, I, for one, I love what he's doing with the additions.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, you just said this is something you want to be a part of. The fans, you guys heard him here from the guy, Pat P. He would love to come back to Minnesota. But do you believe this roster, of course, with some additions, you know, via draft, could be via free agency, this is a roster that could get to this point next year in Arizona and playing for a championship?
Oh, yeah. I think, you know, add a couple pieces here and there. Yes, this roster is more than capable of competing with the best.
How important would it be for you? Because when you talk about NFL franchises, this is the second franchise you've played with. And, you know, some franchises have more tradition, have more prestige than other franchises.
Right.
But how important would it be for you to be able to bring a championship, be a part of a team that brought a championship to Minnesota?
Man,
for the Vikings.
I mean, that would be huge. Because, I mean, that's something I wanted to do in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what I was fighting for those 10 years, you know, training so hard for in the off season, putting in that work for is trying to be, you know, one of the first, not trying to be one of the first team, be the first team to win, you know, that Lombardi Trophy for the Bidwell family. And, you know, obviously came up short, 2015, had an opportunity, and then they came up short in 2007, I think, against you guys. In that Super Bowl against Pittsburgh. So,
yeah, that was in Tampa.
Yeah, in Tampa. So, you know, that was always my goals when I was in, you know, Arizona. But now in Minnesota, if I have opportunity to go back there, it would mean a lot to me to be on a team that brings their team a first championship.
Well, I can tell you this much for the city of Minnesota, for all the restaurant owners that are watching us right now, if these guys can bring a championship to Minnesota, I think they're deserving of having a lifetime free supply of whatever it is on your main menu. That's what you should do.
I like that.
You know what I mean?
And maybe, like, you remember how Ben Roethlisberger had that sandwich?
He had a sandwich. You get your P2 sandwich?
Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of, you like burgers?
I love burgers.
What kind of burger you like? You like lettuce, tomato? You like cheese?
Yeah, I like it fully dressed.
Yeah.
Fully
dressed.
You know,
I had an In-N-Out burger since I've been here.
You had?
I had three.
You had three?
Yeah.
I saw one at the corner. I was thinking about getting one.
Yeah, I got one. Yeah. Well, let's get Pat P.
A Burnimer style.
Yeah, because they had the, what's the call? What's the burgers in Minnesota? The Lucy Burgers? What, the cheese ooze out of the patty?
Oh, I don't know nothing about that, Coach.
You haven't had that yet?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, you eat the patty and the cheese comes out. This is like a Lucy Burger, I think. What's the name? Somebody help me.
Lucy Burger.
Juicy Lucy.
Juicy Lucy.
Juicy Lucy. I'm not surprised my producer in my ear, Lucas, he loves food and he's only 130 pounds before he and he knew the name of the burger.
Right away. Juicy Lucy.
Juicy Lucy Burger. Shout out to all the Juicy Lucy Burger makers in Minnesota. But you guys heard it. Pat P would love to be able to rock that purple and white one more time.
And that's it.
And that number 7. And like I said, if y'all can get them a championship, they will forever be indebted.
No doubt about
forever.
It.
Forever. Well, guys, we got to pay some bills, but we will be back
in
just a few minutes. All things covered. Los Angeles, I know you guys on the East Coast right now, y'all mad at us, but look at our backdrop. Be back to you shortly.
Let's go!
It's the most all-star studded challenge ever, and this time, it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars. New season now streaming on Paramount+. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.
Welcome back, all things covered. With Patrick Peterson and Bryant McFadden coming to you live from sunny Los Angeles. It's ATC Props time. Prop time. This is an opportunity for me to be able to put knowledge in your mind and money in your pockets. Of course, Pat will give his football expertise on what potentially could happen.
Yep.
And I'm going to provide the number angles for you guys. When it comes to betting, I'm pretty good at this thing. You just want to win 51% of the times when you bet. If you can win 51%, you never be in the red.
Yes, sir.
Remember that. So with that being said, we got a few props.
There's
we
some
will
funny
go
ones too.
Over. And I'm talking numbers.
These props.
Pat just
crazy.
Talking football. I'm talking numbers. Pat just talking football. The first prop for you guys, and these are legit real props.
This is crazy.
So get your notebook out, get your pen or your pencil out, and write them down and go ahead and cash in. Will Joe Burrow wear the JB9 chain entering the stadium on Sunday? Remember the chain that got some attention? He wore Kansas City with the fur, right? There it is, the JB9.
With the Nike swoosh.
The Nike. Well, I think that's the shirt. I don't think the swoosh was actually in the
Oh, okay. Opposite.
So, yes, -300, no, +220. So, if you guys think that Joe Burrow is going to wear that same chain, you actually can make some money.
He ain't wearing that.
Now, if you Joe Burrow, and we know how cool he is, Pat P, he got another piece.
Oh, he definitely got another.
I think it's the Super Bowl.
He got a different piece.
I think he's bringing out, no question. You know, when you get to this level and next year you're going to get to this level, you're going to spend a little extra money to treat yourself.
You got a big piece.
I say no. Yeah, I don't think Joe's going to wear that same necklace. Nah. Now, I think it would probably be wise because they won.
Yeah.
But I think Joe is such a cool guy. He's going to stunt a little bit.
Yeah.
And
because he ain't wear the same Cartier glasses. You got a different one.
You're right. I can't wait to see what he's going to wear to the stadium. Pat P., what would you wear? Super Bowl. Like, you playing.
I'm coming to La La Land, Miami Vice. Yeah, Miami Vice.
What color? You going to wear teal? White?
Probably. I probably wear white.
You can come through it with walking godly.
With no shirt.
No shirt.
Yeah.
You going to have some ice on? You got to have
it. I don't really wear chains.
But you know you got to have a little small one, just a little ripple effect. With no shirt on, the top two buttons
gotta
got to be loose.
You know, I got the chest piece, though.
Oh, you got the chest piece. Oh, the tats. Yeah. I ain't got no tats. Well, hey, you know, next year's Super Bowl in Arizona, the weather will be nice there as well.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, that'd be dope. You go back to your hometown.
Ooh, that'd be nice.
Not hometown, but your former team town. All right, next question for you. Will we see a Tupac hologram? Yes, plus 250. No, minus 400. Now, the irony with that prop is, halftime, you got Mary J, you got Snoop, you got Dre, you got Eminem. You know, a lot of West Coast ties, guys Legends. That were tied to Tupac. So many people believe there will be a Tupac hologram during the halftime show. And like I said, if you actually believe that will happen, these are all front props that can give you real, get you real money. Plus 250 for yes, minus 400 for no. You think we might see a Tupac hologram?
Yeah, with all those legends there, if Dre and Snoop is there.
Yeah. No question. Yeah. They're going to California Love.
Yes.
With Pac. Yes. Let Pac come out and do California
100%,
Love. 100%. I'm right there with you. No question.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I can see that happening. Next prop for you guys. More total yards. This is Cam Akers or Ja'Marr Chase. If the prop for Cam Akers is basically 84 yards and a half rushing plus receiving, and Ja'Marr Chase prop is 79 and a half. Who do you believe will have more total yards? Now, Cam plays running back.
Yeah.
Ja'Marr plays wide receiver. So you're basically saying if you take Ja'Marr, you believe he will have more receiving yards basically than Cam catching and running the football. I don't know. That's a tough one.
No, I'm going Akers.
I'm going Akers as well. Akers is a guy who can catch the football out of the backfield.
Sure.
Those are additional yards.
And they throw him the ball out of the backfield. It's not like.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the
screens.
Oh, I like this one.
Football.
All right, so check this out, Pat P. All right, the next prop: more points scored from LSU products or Florida products? Schools that are tied to having the most alum in this game each. LSU, they got Odell, Ja'Marr Chase, Joe Burrow, Whitworth, Tyler, Shelvin. Florida has McPherson, Van Jefferson, Brandon Powell, Hargraves. Johnson McPherson has 13 points or more in each playoff game. So who do you believe will have more points scored between the LSU guys or the Florida guys? Now, the main getter for Florida has been Evan McPherson.
Right.
Now, he has 13 points or more in each playoff game. Now, throw your bias aside. Who do you think? But you got Joe Burrow. You got Ja'Marr Chase. You got some notable names for Cincinnati.
Yeah, you got two guys on there that can't score.
Exactly.
I'm going LSU for sure.
I'm going LSU as well. You got three guys.
It's three?
You got four. You got three. Ja'Marr Chase, Joe, and Odell. The top three guys can all contribute when it comes to points.
I agree.
So I'm right there with you. Over under. Joe Burrow, Matthew Stafford, over under total interceptions between the two. Will both guys combine to throw at least two interceptions or only one?
I'm gonna go two picks.
So you're gonna go over?
Yeah, I'm gonna go over. It's gonna be I'm thinking it's gonna be like three picks in this game.
All right, I'll go over as well. So I'll go over with you with that, Pat P. Now, the next prop is not necessarily a prop. It's something that we're going to highlight. And I've been a firm believer when you get to the Super Bowl, you want to wear your white jerseys. White jerseys have won more Super Bowls than dark jerseys. Mm. Cincinnati was the home team. They selected to wear their dark uniforms, white pants. Now, think about that, Pat P. Cincinnati has participated in two Super Bowls. Mm. in past years. Yeah. Both times they wore the black uniforms. If I'm Cincy,
I ain't wearing that.
I'm not wearing that.
No.
You know, that's what Cincinnati is rocking with the orange socks. It's a nice uniform.
I would have came my orange jerseys.
Or white.
Yeah,
I'm not wearing black jerseys. They've never won a Super Bowl in black jerseys.
Yeah.
Pay attention to that, ladies and gents. When you go ahead and make your money bets on this game, Cincinnati, they'll offer in black uniforms, and white uniforms oftentimes win more than home uniforms. I played in 3 Super Bowls. We wore white 3 times. We won 2 times, right? If you go back to last year, right? And here are the Rams. I love the Rams uniform. I would love to see the Rams wear the blue pants, though. But the Rams uniforms, they're dope. They're dope.
They fire.
But let's process of elimination, right? Last year, Tampa wore white uniforms.
Yeah.
They won, right? The year before that, Kansas City, I think they were home.
They wore red.
They wore red. They won. Who won the year before that? Atlanta.
No.
No, it was the Patriots.
Yeah, they wore white.
They wore white.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yep.
Heck, you can just go ahead and look at the Patriots Super Bowl wins.
All their jerseys.
Most of all their jerseys was white.
Yeah, all their jerseys were white.
So that's something that you want to monitor when it comes
and
to.
And Bill knew that too. So he all.
Oh, you know Bill knew that. You know, Pat, you know, we all are superstitious to some degree.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? If you had a game you wore like 3 picks, you probably going to wear the same exact thing the next week because you had 3 picks the previous week. That's how it happens.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to see the uniform. You know, rate the uniforms. I know Cincinnati probably going to love the uniforms, but Cincinnati. Y'all should wear white or orange. I'm not wearing black uniforms.
Nah.
If y'all lose, that's the first thing I'm going to say. They lost before the game even started because they picked the wrong uniforms.
Yep.
But I hope you guys enjoyed our prop segment. Hopefully, I put some money in your pocket. Clearly, some knowledge in your mind. That's what we do here, All Things Covered. Pat P, he just gave his football perspective on what potentially could happen. I gave the betting perspective. And usually, I do a pretty good job. Not tooting my own horn, but toot, 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 toot.
Two.
We'll be back in a matter of a few minutes after we pay these bills. Coming from you live, sunny Los Angeles. All Things Covered. You see it on the banner.
Now streaming on Paramount Plus. Gather your besties.
We are very exclusive.
And get ready.
Mom, go make snacks.
For sure, Regina. Yeah.
For the movie that hits like a bus. In a good way.
No one died.
Mean Girls. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Welcome back to All Things Covered. Patrick Peterson, Bryant McFadden, coming from you. Coming to you guys live from sunny Los Angeles. We're getting ready to wrap up our show here in LA. But before we do, we oftentimes love to give our prediction on ball games, right? Pat P has been
one.
Pat P, you've been on fire.
I have.
The entire postseason.
Yeah.
Now, real quick, before we went to break in our last segment, we highlighted the uniforms that both teams will wear. And we just got some information number wise. The road uniform is 35-20.
Yep.
So the road uniform has 35 wins compared to the home uniform having 20 wins. That might want to sway you in your direction. I don't know. But me personally, I got a good understanding on which direction I'm going to go. And when I give my picks, it's betting related. Pat P is giving his picks solely on
who gonna win the game.
On who gonna win. And Pat P, you are above 500 throughout postseason. You've been riding with the underdog. If you guys been following our show and just listening to Pat's predictions,
I mean, hot.
And if you wanted to put something on his predictions, you would be smiling right now. So,
yeah.
Pat P, first question for you.
Okay.
Who will win the game,
man,
and why?
Man, now you just told me about this dang on uniform thing.
Yeah, what? You know,
But cool, Joe Burrow don't care nothing about that.
So, let me ask you this question.
What?
You're taking Cincinnati. Do you trust Joe Burrow more so than Matthew Stafford? And I know you high on Matthew Stafford.
He put me in the bind.
Yeah.
Man. He put me in the pickle.
Yeah. Who?
I mean.
Who do you trust more?
Right now.
Right now. Right Sunday. This is going to be Sunday. Who do you trust more on Sunday?
I'm going to go with Joe.
Wait a minute. All year long, you've been hyping up Matthew Stafford.
Yeah.
Wait till he get with Sean McVay, the talent.
Yeah,
he can throw to the accurate. He this, he that. You don't trust him more than Joe Burrow?
Not right now. Cool Joe Burrow. Man, I know Matthew has had a phenomenal
great year.
Not even a great year.
Yeah, postseason
has been
on fire.
Lights out.
No question.
But cool Joe Burrow.
Okay.
That's my guy.
Another matchup question for you.
Talk to me.
Which trio or wide receivers do you trust more in this ball game? The trio from Cincinnati, Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd, or the trio from the Rams, Cooper, OBJ Van Jefferson. Yeah. Who do you trust more? And you played.
I played against both of them.
Against
both crops.
Both trios.
Ah.
Who do you trust more?
Dang, that's a good
And I saw you on Radio Row today, and they asked you who is the more difficult cover. And who did you say?
Cooper Kupp.
So who do you trust more?
Yeah, I trust the Rams more.
But you trust Joe Burrow more?
Yeah.
Why do you trust the Rams more? What makes them more trustworthy?
I'm going to tell you this. Because the different offenses is the way the play calling is different. So I feel like the Rams do more pick plays, mm-hmm. more stuff to get Cooper open. And, yeah, he's still throwing dimes. He's still going through a progression. But I think the way that Joe is playing quarterback, it's a little bit more Tom Brady-ish. He's putting the ball where it needs to be, mm-hmm. on time, on the out routes, the goal ball.
And you said this oftentimes on the show, Sean McVay do a great job in scheming guys open.
Yeah, he do a great job.
Sometimes there's no game plan for that.
No.
Then when you combine the athleticism that all three guys have,
exactly.
Cooper, OBJ, Van, and now the scheme.
Man, I was just talking to Golden today. He said that's the crazy thing about, you know, receivers. When you get a good quarterback that mm-hmm. understands where you're going to go and on those option routes, that's what makes, you know, those good receivers, you know, unguardable.
Yeah.
And because we're talking about Cooper Kupp today. It's like, obviously we know this, and I know this, option route. He literally have the ability to run wherever he is. It's been times he'll literally be hopping off the line of scrimmage. If you playing inside, he's going to fake inside and go outside. If you playing outside, you're going to act like you're going outside and go inside. So it's a game of leverage.
No question.
With him.
Yeah, and sometimes you got to show them a different leverage, mm-hmm. anticipating the option ability.
Exactly.
And they were, and therefore you could be in positions to be successful. Mm-hmm. Give me a score prediction. Score prediction, since you're taking Cincinnati,
yep.
Joe Burrow in a new necklace and a new coat, and an MVP.
Yeah.
Score prediction, MVP.
It's going. He's MVP.
Joe?
Yeah, okay. Joe's MVP. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a high-scoring game. I'm going 35-31.
All right, so for me, my pick, I got a cool two-way parlay for this game.
Of course you do.
I'm taking the Rams, laying 4 points. I'm not touching the spread. Usually I buy a point down, maybe a point, half a point, whatever the case may be. I'm taking the Rams, covering 4 points, and here's why. I think two things will happen for Cincinnati.
Okay.
If they win, they win. But if they don't, they get blown out. When I say blown out, meaning they won't cover. I could easily see the Rams winning by 6, 7, 8, 9 points. Maybe even double digits. But I'm taking the Rams because this is a matchup problem. We know how difficult it has been in protecting quarterbacks against Vaughn, Miller, Aaron Donald, and Floyd. But they're playing against an offensive line that has been bad the entire year.
Yes,
a wise man once told me, trust an individual to be who they've shown you they've been. So there's no surprises.
Right.
Trust the offensive linemen from Cincinnati. Trust that they have been bad because they have been bad the entire year.
Right, right,
so why
right.
would you have any other expectations? We don't have any other expectations. You don't have any disappointment because you didn't expect anything.
Right.
But in this ball game, if they don't protect your guy, it's going to be difficult. Offensively, Matthew Stafford, if he plays smart, clean football, the players that surrounded him, they're going to be okay.
Yeah.
So I'm taking the Rams to cover. And, the second part of my parlay, get your notebook and your pen and your pencil out, either or. Take the first half under. The reason why I'm so high on the first half under, do your research. Historically speaking, we've seen so many low-scoring games in the first half.
Yes.
Slow starts
yes.
from both teams. Look at the past 4 or 5 Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm.
Consistently, we've seen slow starts. That first half line is 23.5. I have a two-way parlay, first half under, Rams. I didn't bet as much as Drake. You saw what Drake bet?
Uh-uh.
Man, Drake bet $500,000 on OBJ over receiving yards, bet another $600,000 or $700,000 on the Rams to cover, and bet another $600,000 on something else with Rams related.
You
I know, didn't bet that.
He's gonna be sick.
Yeah, I'm just waiting on CBS to give me my real check so I can bet that.
He's gonna be sick, man.
Who gonna be sick?
Drake.
Drake gonna be sick. I didn't bet that much. If yeah, I lose, I'm gonna be okay. I can still go get me.
Oh, he's not gonna technically be sick.
He ain't gonna be sick, but you wanna win.
That's probably his appearance.
You
money.
Still wanna win.
Yeah, I'm with you.
You still wanna win.
I'm with you.
Yeah, you don't bet what you can't afford to lose. And yeah.
He can afford to lose.
He can afford to lose a lot.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
I just want enough to go get me an In-N-Out burger.
All right. That's what I'm about to go get.
I hope you guys been paying attention to what we're talking about. Pat P taking Joe Cool Barrel, Cincinnati. I'm taking the Rams. He just took it from the football standpoint. I'm taking it from the betting standpoint. It's all about winning and making money. That's what we do here outside of talking football, entertainment, food, everything, weather.
All things covered.
We cover everything, even covering beautiful weather. I could be a weatherman right now. Forecast, no chance of rain. Until next time, all things covered. Pat Peterson, Brian Big Fadden. See you when we see you. Peace.
Greetings, Fantasy Warriors. I'm Heath Cummings, your guide to fantasy dominance on FFT Dynasty. Join me this offseason where mock drafts become epic showdowns and every pick shapes your legacy.
If I was Adam, with the team that he's built, Will Levis makes so much more sense.
And that's not all. We're peeling back the curtain on the future with our exclusive 2024 NFL Draft Prospect Profiles. Uncover hidden gems that'll elevate your roster to legendary status.
Puka Nacua. After Cooper Kupp, we really have no idea who's going to get the targets.
Keaton Mitchell of East Carolina. Explosive speed is ridiculous.
This isn't just a podcast. It's a playbook for champions. Subscribe to FFT Dynasty now, and together we'll conquer the fantasy football frontier. Your dynasty journey starts here.